At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass by that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay in your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Our story of Zacchaeus is simply summed up as this. It's a story of those who feel unworthy and are lost in their lives and are looking to see something far greater. Something perhaps maybe they have just heard about and have not yet experienced. It's a story about salvation coming to those who seek to see Jesus. And what's important about the story is that each and every story of salvation is one of conversion. And to have a conversion, one must come to realize, as the Book of Wisdom tells us so beautifully, is that God is merciful. And he looks past our sins so that we can come and ask for forgiveness. And that he loves everyone. It says that he would not make something that he could possibly hate. He would not form it in his image and likeness. He is a lover of souls. And that's a message I think sometimes it's lost on us. It's a message that's lost on us when we have to come to realize that for every sin there is forgiveness. That's what his divine mercy is about. For every vice that we have accepted as a part of our lives, there is a virtue. And for every life, it seems to be just wandering around that is wayward, there is a true vocation, a true direction that God wants for that life. And we see the story and we see how wonderful it is that Zacchaeus desires to see Jesus, that he trusts that because his friend, another tax collector that we know so well, Levi, not only was accepted by Jesus, but he became his apostle. He knew that if he could only see what this was about, it would have the same kind of effect on his life. And isn't that what we pray for? Isn't that what we pray for so many souls that are lost in this world? The ones that we love, the ones that aren't with us today, we can see them in this story so clearly. But there's a more personal message for you who are in these sacred walls and for myself. Because conversion is always the journey that we make so that salvation can come fully to our house. And we might not think of it that way because we are faith-filled. We are truly caught up in the love of God. And it reminds me of when I was a freshman at IUP and I was doing my laundry in the depths of, in the bowels of Lawrence Hall. And I was minding my own business. That's what I was doing. I was folding socks. Minding my own business. When a young woman and a young man came into the laundry room and they asked me, "Are you saved?" And I wasn't really sure what I was supposed to be saved from. I was doing my laundry. I was being saved from dirty clothes. But the tone and the joy in her voice made me realize that there was something more to it. I said, are you saved by Jesus Christ? I said, of course. In my baptism, I was saved. I'm saved every time I use the sacrament of reconciliation, right? Put back on the path. And then they went on to say, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? The personal part I was very clear on. Yes, I had. I was going to Mass every Sunday. I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I knew who Jesus was for me. And then they said, and what are you doing to profess that truth? And that's where they had me. I had no idea what they were talking about. I was doing what I was told to do. I was in a relationship with the Lord and didn't think anything more of it. Not only a few months later, my friend who was 20 years old died of leukemia. And it was the first time that death really triggered my reality. A death of a 20-year-old. I thought to myself, how do I know that I'll live to be 20? How do I know I'll live to be 21? And you know, when someone that you love dies, it sucks the life right out of you. But what it sucks out of us is the life that we desire, the life that we know, the life of this world. I remember I lost my whole concept of desire of the game and even the things we were doing in school. And immediately I began to realize that I was a lot like Zacchaeus. Even though Zacchaeus was small in stature and I large and tall, I couldn't see over the people. I couldn't see over the lives that we were living. I couldn't see beyond following the way of college to that greater goal and all the success. And I began to realize that I knew who Jesus was, but I can't see him in the way that I can answer these basic questions. What am I to do with the rest of my life to make sure that salvation comes to this house? So I climbed the sycamore tree. I think every one of us has to come to realize you have to find the sycamore tree that you need to climb so that you can see Jesus over the cacophony of choices and noise, over a life that just seems to go with the flow. And that sycamore tree for me was daily Mass. And when I began to go to daily Mass, I could see Jesus clearly in the Holy Scriptures as it was professed. And each and every time I went up to receive communion, I welcomed salvation into my house. And then I began to realize that I needed more direction. I needed to answer that basic question. What are you doing to profess that salvation has come to your house? How do you share that gift? And that's what we call vocation. It's how God calls us to do two things. So when I realized that he was calling me to fulfill two things, I felt more and more like Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus made a 50-50 proposition with Jesus. And I decided I could make a 50-50 proposition too. What do I mean by that? Zacchaeus said, I will give 50% of everything that I have to the poor. That's how you pour out yourself to the gospel message to others. I will serve everyone up to 50% of what I have. And you know why he stopped at 50%? Because he knew he needed the other 50% to amend his own life, to right his wrong, to give him strength to walk the path where salvation would come to his house. So I said the same thing to the Lord. Okay, I'll do this for you. I will become your priest. I'll give 50% of everything I am to your people. I will preach the gospel to them. But I'm keeping the other 50% for me so that I too can receive and reach that goal that whether I die at 22 or 58 or 88, I will know that salvation has come to this house. I share that story for you because I think too often we think of the great sinners who know that sin needs to be forgiven, that every vice has a virtue, and every wayward life has a path. We never think of ourselves. Because why? We can't see. We can't see above and beyond it. We have to climb that sycamore tree. So what should be our mission then this week? I think it should truly be that. In that old 70s saying, God doesn't make junk. He loves every one of us. He looks past our sins so that we desire to be forgiven. That's number one. Number two is, if you're holding on to some kind of vice and you're happy and comfortable with it, seek the virtue that will help you overcome it. And finally, don't just accept your life as a part of the pack. Allow your life to be a path for yourself that also directs others. And when you come forward to receive Holy Communion today, realize that salvation has come to your house fully. Jesus Christ, divine. And thank Him for the gift of that faith, that His love for you. And then please pray for vocations to priesthood. Pray that young men like myself, like all others, who seem to have themselves in a good place, that they're willing to climb a sycamore tree and see Christ and make that 50-50 proposition. They give part of who they are to the people of God and save the second part so that they may too continue on that way, the way to the salvation that Christ has promised. And I promise I'll continue to do the same. As one of the